Hello?
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer for a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, very kind of you. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote on nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote, somewhat likely, or not very likely?
Well, definitely, yes. I always
definitely
vote.
Thank you, ma'am, and I appreciate your patience. Now, with which political party are you registered? A Republican, a Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. Moving on. Now, what is, just to make sure we're talking with people of everybody in your community, what is your main racial background? African American or black, Asian, American, white, Caucasian?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45,
36 to 45.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, what do you think? Right direction or the wrong track?
Wrong track. Wrong track. I don't like the
money. Okay. Okay, and from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? The flooding, the sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or traffic and congestion, or the crime and neighborhood safety, or housing and property insurance costs, or inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, or corruption in local government, or quality of life like growth and overdevelopment. If you have to pick one, the one thing that will make your daily life better.
Oh, wow, there are so many. I think there's an issue in all of them. The first one will be crime.
Okay, here we go. The crime and neighborhood safety. I know they're all important, right? But although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how are you likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote for the Republican?
No, definitely vote for the Republican. I don't like the agenda of the Democratic Party.
Understood.
I don't like the open borders. I don't like the craziness with the gender ideology. I don't like anything they do.
I understood. I mean, thank you for sharing your opinion. And again, thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read real quick the list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Can you please tell me, ma'am, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so, okay? So we can move on. Now, the first one is Cindy Lerner. Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of it?
No, never heard of it.
How about Richard Presnick? Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of it?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. How about Raquel Regalado? Favorable, unfavorable? No opinion,
no
never
opinion.
Heard. No opinion.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Now, you will be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Manny C., Alexander Arola, or Daniela Lavín Cava? If you have to pick
Definitely no, Daniela. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
No, I know, but I know you have to do more research. I mean, it's a long way to go from here to August the 20th. But, you know, just for the sake of research, have you heard anything about Manny C or Alexander Arola? Do you lean towards any of them?
Let me think.
Manny C and Alexander Arola. I think that's it. They pronounce it Odola. Because you say you're definitely not going to vote for Ms. Daniela Lavincava, right? You don't like the mayor right now. So let's say the election is today, and you have to choose a candidate, you know, and you have to choose one. I'm not saying that you're going to definitely going to do that, right? Because right now it's just a study that they're doing, and you're going to do some more research, which is real smart. But if you have to choose today, it will be Manny C or Alexander Arola?
Let me see. I was writing some notes about it.
Do you lean towards any of them? Like lean towards not making that decision, but you probably thinking about voting to them? Manny C or Alexander Arola? You lean towards any of them?
Maybe Alexander Arola, yeah.
Alexander Arola, okay. Now, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Alexander Arola?
Probably. Most
probably. All right. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Cindy Lerner. You can take water if you want. I'll wait on the line if you need to. But
yeah, no, it should be.
Okay, Cindy Lerner, Richard Prashnik, or Raquel Regalado, if you have to make a decision today for the Miami-Dade County Commission. If you have to choose today. And there is no right or wrong answers, okay? It's your opinion.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm just making sure I say the right thing, so you got it.
No, you can make your decision, you know, a different decision later on because you're going to do some more research.
No, I
know,
but so for you to have the right survey.
Okay, thank you, man. Now, Cindy Lerner, Richard Prashnik, or Raquel Regalado, if you have to pick one.
Let me think.
And then if you cannot make a decision, we can move on. That's no problem.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay, no problem.
I haven't made my decision yet.
Okay, I understand that. You don't lean towards any of them either, right?
No.
Learning, Bishop, okay. No, that's okay, man. Thank you. I do appreciate your patience. And generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? Part of the problem or part of the solution? What's your opinion for what you know about Raquel Regalado?
I don't really know.
Okay, no problem. Let's move on. Okay, on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Lavincava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. Now, the proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. Now, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Not knowing this.
Yeah, supposedly she said that she was going to lower taxes, and now she's raising taxes. And investing things that I don't think are worth investing.
Okay, so that's what they're doing the study, and thank you for sharing that. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against of this proposal? No. Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. I'm going to reach you real quick a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just let me know, okay, so we can continue. And remember, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, man? So listening, that you're already in the campaign and you're going to make a decision, okay, just for the sake of our research. Now, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focused on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems. Now, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Now, when you hear this statement, would that make you to support her much more, someone more, someone less, much less, or it makes no difference on your vote for Ms. Regalado?
Yeah, maybe.
Someone more likely? Should I record that as your answer? Okay. Now, as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, and created an autism decal safety program with a police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. Much more likely for you to vote for her when you hear the statement. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference.
Probably. I know it's a lot of people going through that.
Okay, so somewhat more likely, should I record that as your answer so we can move on?
What was the other option?
It's much more likely for you to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
No, it makes no difference.
No difference, okay. Now, currently several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Now, when you hear this kind of statement, will that make you to vote for her much more likely to support her? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
You said that her and her father what?
Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Now, they say Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. That's the statement.
Mm.
And when you hear this statement, will that make you to vote for her much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
It makes no difference. Okay. Now, Raquel Regalado believes that the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underlying, and rideshare auctions. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Now, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much
more
less,
likely,
or not?
Definitely, yes. Definitely.
Much more likely.
Addressing
okay.
The crime, so.
Okay, now, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting the Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes, and increased flooding threats. Much more, somewhat more, so much less.
Much more likely.
Much more likely? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, since Raquel Regalado has been in the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. And when you hear this statement, will that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, so much less, or makes no difference?
No, makes no difference. I don't know how accurate that is.
I know, I understand. That's very smart. I mean, you know, they want to know how you react to this. That's the study. Thank you. Now, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules and efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Much more, Somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference when it comes to
your much more.
Much more? Okay. Now, Raquel Regalado served as the Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial leadership for applicants or affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No, that point, I don't know.
We can continue. If you have no opinion, we can continue. Or how should I record your answer?
Yeah, no.
No, okay. Thank you, man. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner and the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. It will make no difference. You let me know, okay, man? We are 72%. Now, as
the
mayor of...
Because this is
yes.
Taking a little longer than I expected.
No, just 2 more minutes so I can use the ones you gave me, okay? I'm going to speed it up. As the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner has repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Well, I couldn't hear. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference? What's your opinion? Or you have no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, that's okay. As the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say that she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Now, real quick, ma'am. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Now, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of the US 1 and, unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. When you hear this kind of statement, will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of the district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference? Okay, and Cindy Lerner is running for county commission, commissioner, because like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, and influence peddling. Much more, somewhat more. Somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference to your support for her.
It makes no difference.
No difference. Okay, let's finish this up, ma'am. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Persnick, or Raquel Regalado? If you have to choose today.
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, would you say that you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably.
Okay. And prior to taking the survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media, like Instagram or TikTok? Yes or no?
I read a few things, but I don't follow her.
Okay, so you don't follow? Okay.
I read a few things about her, and I do read some news about her.
All right, we're going to talk about that. The following list of the websites, online, newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Can you please indicate if you follow this current regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all? The local political blogs, do you follow them regularly, not regularly,
yeah,
or not
no
at all?
Regularly.
Okay. How about the AM talk or news radio? Regularly, not regularly, or not at all?
No, regularly.
Okay. And Miami's community news? Regularly, not regularly, or not at all?
No, regularly.
Okay. And FM radio? Do you listen to FM radio for your news? Regularly, not regularly?
Which one was the question?
The FM radio. Do you get your news from FM radio regularly or not regularly?
Not regularly.
Okay, and the Key Biscayne Independent. Same question.
Not regularly.
And the local newspaper like the Miami Herald or the El Nuevo Herald?
No, not really.
Not regularly? And online?
No, like, no, I mean, never.
Oh, never? Okay. How about Only and Dave? Do you listen or follow them or get your news from them?
Yeah, I follow them.
Regularly? Or not regularly?
Not regularly.
Okay. Now, I'm going just to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative, and your political views? How do you consider
yourself? I'm conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Now, what's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school graduate, some college or trade school, college
bachelor's
graduate?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And very kind, what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican,
Colombian.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Now, in your home, do you always speak English? Do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, or speak Spanish and English equally, or mostly
mostly Spanish and then some English.
And some English. Okay. Very kind of you. Thank you very much for helping me. Okay. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.